And now we bring in the one and only Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. And, well, we hope you don't get tired of Seth because he's going to fill in for me next week.
By the way, you've got three hours.
I
don't want to respond to John of Ocean City, but please don't take my silence to agreeing with anything he said. But I just think there are more important things to talk about. Ironically, I'm in Naples, Florida right now, and I'll be meeting Tucker Carlson in just a few hours, thanks to Bob of Cape May. Bob, as you know, has a very successful hotel down there, and he builds many projects. But Bob is also a big supporter of libertyandprosperity.com, and I urge everyone to go to our website if you haven't been there to see the latest post. But Bob's also with a group called the James Madison Institute, and he invited me to be his guest tonight for the 35th annual dinner, where Tucker Carlson's going to be the main speaker. So I'll bring up your concerns. Hopefully I'll meet him. But the main purpose is to tell him about Liberty and Prosperity. So hopefully Tucker Carlson will do a special about us and how what happens to America seems to happen in Atlantic City first and happen in New Jersey first. But to go back to what you're saying about Tucker Carlson, the real value of Tucker Carlson, I think, is that he brings on his program news that most Democrats don't know about. Like the Democrats will talk about, Republicans are anti-women because they support the pro-life movement. They don't know that the pro-life movement is mostly led by women who had abortions and regretted it, that the issue is more complicated. When I went to visit my cousins in Brooklyn, New York, for the holiday of Purim, I go up there once a year, and there the Orthodox Jews are all Republicans, except I had one out of the 19 adults there. We had one liberal Democrat there, and I had to drive her home and hear her complain about, right-wing news and Tucker Carlson. And it really comes down to why she reminded me of your niece, by the way, or your cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
But every fact, every issue she had was just based on things. She just didn't know things. And had she watched Tucker Carlson, she would have known these issues that come up. Like she said, oh, you Republicans, you're banning books. How can you be so hateful? And I said, do you realize that you Democrats have been banning books for the past 50 years? Whatever happened to Uncle Remus? Whatever happened to Song of the South? Whatever happened to the biographies of great Americans like, John D. Rockefeller or Andrew Carnegie or Henry Ford or Thomas Edison, people who started out in poverty and they became wealthy by producing stuff that made the lives of ordinary Americans so much better. Our kids growing up don't even know about that stuff. But because she just watches the, MSNBC, New York Times, that news, she doesn't know that stuff. So I think it's very important for Tucker Carlson to do whatever it takes to have people who would never normally see his program, they may pick up other stuff. By the same token,
I want you to know. Seth. I want you to know. I was not being critical of Tucker. What I was simply saying was, it is a brilliant move to say you're never going to see this is footage you never saw before. And he had 3.8 million viewers each night. He just really knows how to get ratings. That's all my point was. But he is right most of the time. And I'm not saying he's right on this, but I wasn't really criticizing him. I was just saying that he's a brilliant broadcaster. That's it.
Yeah, and I know. And I don't think that January 6th was a badge of honor. And I thought that Donald Trump made a big, big mistake by urging his supporters to put themselves into that position. But having said that, if you look at any of the mainstream coverage, ABC, NPR, CNN, every time they show January 6th, they'll show about 300 people, being violent. And those people did deserve to end up in jail and end up in prison.
Yes.
But most of the people who were prosecuted were just let in by the police wandering around and then didn't do any harm, came and left, took selfies of themselves. And then 3-4 months later, they were arrested and dragged and charged with these, as a lawyer, the charges: parading in the Capitol, trespassing. These are charges that, that in normal times, you know, wouldn't even be charges because, you know, you have a First Amendment right to protest. You compare that to Atlantic City. Atlantic City, look what happened there. You had maybe 2,000 people protested for the George Floyd protest. And of them, about maybe, I think, 99 were charged with breaking windows, fighting with police, and looting stores. Whatever happened to those charges? They just disappeared. Steve Young was charged with blocking traffic to Atlantic City 4th of July weekend. Whatever happened to those charges? So I think it's important for conservatives to watch Joy Reid, to watch CNN, to MSNBC, so we know the stuff that we don't know because we don't see it on Fox. So I think everybody has to watch the media of the other side to really understand the issues. So that's what I'm doing. I'm in Naples, Florida right now. Some issues back home. Our motto is do more than vote. And, you know, that means when you vote in November, very often you find that neither the Republicans nor the Democrats share our values. And that's why liberty and prosperity is often unpopular. We're like fans at a football game who are not rooting for the home team. We're rooting for the referee instead. And a typical example here is Vince Palestina, our state senator, runs as a Republican against the Democrats headed by Phil Murphy. But last year, Palestina was the only Republican state senator to vote for Murphy's budget. And that allowed Murphy to say all of his woke spending projects are bipartisan. And it makes it harder for Republicans all over the state to show why Republicans are different or better from Democrats. So why did Palestina do that? He said, well, it's smart politics. He said he did this to persuade Governor Murphy to pick Bill Reynolds to be our Atlanta County prosecutor. Now, Bill Reynolds may be a Republican from Brigantine, but so far, he's been as woke as Democrat Phil Murphy. Has he been out there demanding a repeal of the 2015 bail reform amendment that puts dangerous criminals back on the street as soon as they're arrested? Is he cracking down on the rampant shoplifting that is the real reason we don't have a supermarket in Atlantic City? And of course, he didn't. Whatever happened to the 95 people who were charged with breaking windows, attacking cops, and looting stores in Atlantic City? Those charges were filed in Atlantic City Municipal Court, brought to the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office. What happened to those charges? What happened to Steve Young, charged with blocking traffic on the expressway? We don't know. All we know is that Bill Reynolds is going around on the radio. He talks about how he's hiring and promoting people based on race, ethnicity, and gender rather than talent and dedication. We have a prosecutor who's acting like a social worker handing out food packages to the homeless. I mean, that's great for social workers to be doing, but is that what a top law enforcement officer should be doing? I guess our sheriff, Eric Scheffler, is doing the same thing, so maybe that's what they think the way to go is, but I think Republicans need to have an alternative. Now, if you're unhappy with the candidates of your own party, what do you do? And that's what one of the slogans of Liberty and Prosperity is: do more than vote. Do more than vote in November. You got to know about the June 6th primary election. You got to know about how, you know, the ballot is designed, how to be a candidate so you have a good position on the ballot. And we sponsor seminars on how to do that. Now, when I'm sitting in for you on next Saturday, the Republicans will be holding their convention. And that's really run by about 6 or 7 insiders picking who they want. And we have to urge those insiders that just because you could pick your people at the convention doesn't mean you could pick whoever you want to. Because we see too many examples of people being picked just because they're related to somebody, or they know somebody, were the on, they were in part of a club, and the Republicans are not really picking the best and the brightest, the most talented, and the most, motivated of candidates. And if you do that, you're not going to win. And if you don't like the way the insiders are running things, there's a process. There's a way to get on the ballot. There's a way to bracket yourself with other candidates so you get good ballot position. And this is what Liberty and Prosperity does besides our other work. So if you want to run for office, if you want to help your party pick better candidates, you know, come to our breakfast. Of course, I'm not going to be there today because I'm in Naples, Florida, but I'm not going to be there next week either because I'm going to be hosting the program. But there are many ways to get in touch with us. And just one final point. If you want to make an impact on your school board, the deadline for filing is July 31st. And if you do run for school board, you got to do what they did in Ocean City if you want to make a real change. You can't run by yourself. You've got to have a team. You've got to campaign as a team. You got to bracket yourself on the ballot as a team. And once you're elected, you have to work as a team to make some real changes to the school system. So that's what's going on.
So you're saying, really, to make a change, you've got to at least try to run for office or back somebody who is going to run who agrees with whatever your position is.
And write a check and okay. Help them get signatures in their petition.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think you're going to just show up in November and just vote for one of the Republican or the Democrat, and that's going to make a difference, it's not. And that's why you'll notice that the media and the culture, they keep telling you, oh, be a good citizen, you vote. If you vote, you're really making a difference. No, you're not making a difference. It's important to vote in November, but that's almost like the last stage. There are so many important steps that you have to take before you get to November. And there's so much information that most people have no clue about. Only about 10% of voters vote in the June primary election. And then you'll have people who will go to a primary election. And, of course, it's where Republicans pick their candidates, Democrats pick their candidates. And people go in there and say, and the first thing they ask you is, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And people say, well, it's none of your business what I am. I came here to vote. Why can't I vote? And that's people who just don't understand the whole purpose of the primary is so Republicans can select their candidate and Democrats can select their candidate.
Well, you've kind of laid it all out for us. That's why you're in existence because you educate us.
And that's what we do. There's one more thing I'd like to bring up. You know, in being in Florida, I was not paying attention to this. And of course, it's the, you know, the wind turbines are horrible. They don't work. You've heard me talk endlessly about them. But here in Florida, I was listening to a powerful message by Glenn Beck, who I don't think we broadcast anywhere in our market. But he was pointing out that there's really a movement underway under what's called the Anti-Inflation Act that Biden passed. Really has nothing to do with inflation. It's almost a $1 billion program to basically destroy 80% of our power plants in America. And Glenn Beck was saying, you know, besides opposing the wind turbines and the solar panels that don't work, we really have to mobilize to stop the destruction of our nuclear plants and our natural gas plants, which are of vital importance to maintaining our standard of living. And right here in Atlantic and Cape May County, that Beasley's Point generating plant, it would cost millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, and it would take at least 10 years to replace that plant. Now, they already blew up the cooling tower of that plant, and now Governor Murphy and the leftists have plans to demolish the rest of that plant. And I think it's of vital importance when we go to the hearing that Congressman Jeff Van Drew is having. I forget, I think it's
Wednesday.
Next week.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's important not only to oppose the wind turbine, in the ocean. It's important to demand that we preserve and convert to natural gas that Beasley's Point power plant, as was originally planned 10 years ago, and also to expand the nuclear facility at Salem, because that's the cheapest, least carbon-producing method of producing reliable electricity. So it's not enough to be against something that doesn't work. We've got to be for something that does work, and that should be a real priority. And then I guess the only final point before I go is, did you notice the article in the Press of Atlantic City last Thursday that the NJEA, the New Jersey Education Association, is by far the biggest lobbying force in Trenton? It spent $52.6 million lobbying and whining and dining legislators during the past 20 years, which is like four or five times as much as AARP, higher than Verizon, higher than Blue Cross Blue Shield. And, you know, it just a massive amount of money just in lobbying. And they spent even more money supporting candidates for public office. So here we have every public school teacher in New Jersey pays $800 or $900 a year in dues, and there are 103,000 of them, and the law requires every public school employee to be a member of the union or to pay the dues, and you just do the math. 100,000 by about $1,000 a year, that's $100 million a year going to this powerful union that is ramming this whole agenda down our throats, and we got to wake up to it. So here it is. Let me go back. I can't say I'm late for the meeting, but I know there's a lot of other conversation.
It's already started. It's already started.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, Seth. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. LibertyandProsperity.com is the website. And, of course, Seth will be filling in for me next week. So you'll have 3 hours of Seth.